ADL scrubs website after intern caught removing posters of Israeli hostages at NYU. By Paul Bois on October 18, 2023. The Anti-Defamation League, ADL, which claims to battle anti-Semitism, has scrubbed its website of information about a former intern who removed posters from the New York University, NYU, campus about Israeli hostages taken by Hamas. Earlier this week, Yasmin Dehimi, a junior at NYU, was one of several students who brazenly ripped down posters of Israeli hostages, according to the New York Post. Dehimi participated in this despite previously working as an intern for the ADL, an organization that hailed her as an activist extremely passionate about fighting racial profiling. After her actions went viral on social media, Dehimi semi-apologized on Instagram in a now-deleted post. "I have found it increasingly difficult to know my place as a biracial brown woman, especially during these highly volatile times," she wrote. "I have felt more and more frustrated about the time we currently find ourselves in, and that misplaced anger into actions that are not an accurate representation of who I am as a person. In this age of social media and digital footprint, these moments of anger are selfish and self-absorbed, and not reflective of who I am as a person or who my family had raised me to be," she added. Dehimi did say that she does not support terrorism and that she hopes the Israeli hostages safely return home. Per the New York Post, her LinkedIn profile labels her as an advocate against Muslim bigotry who spent a summer working with the ADL as a CSC education intern when she was just 15 years old. A spokesperson for the ADL later told the Post that the organization condemns her actions and hopes that the apology she issued is the first step towards working to repair the harm and deep hurt her actions caused. Social media users later discovered that the ADL scrubbed information on its website pertaining to Dehimi. As Breitbart's Joel Polak recently noted, the ADL has become increasingly partisan over the past decade, departing from its roots as an organization dedicated to fighting anti-Semitism. For instance, in 2021, current ADL CEO Jonathan Greenblatt called for the firing of Fox News host Tucker Carlson after Carlson suggested that Democrats were importing vast numbers of illegal immigrants to increase their voting base. Ironically, Greenblatt had nothing to say about the many anti-Semitic sins of MSNBC's Reverend Al Sharpton, on whose show he has often appeared. Paul Roland Bois joined Breitbart News in 2021. He also directed the award-winning feature film Exemplum, which can be viewed for free on YouTube or Tubi. A high-quality, ad-free stream can also be purchased on Google Play or Vimeo On Demand. Follow him on Twitter at ProLandFilms or Instagram at ProLandFilms.